and you are listening to the Texas Standard. Let me take you back to February of 2017. There's a story in several of the newspapers up in North Texas that workers were being laid off from a Fort Worth facility that makes locomotives, a General Electric plant, some 250 workers in all. Well, now that same plant has plans to bring employees back and nearly double the workforce, all this by the end of the summer. So what happened? It turns out an unexpected detour. Joining us now to talk about his story for the Dallas Morning News, Connor Schein, who reports business. Connor, welcome to Texas Standard.
Thanks for having me.
So this is quite a turnaround. First, you have 250 workers laid off about a year or so ago, and now they're bringing them back. What happened?
Yeah, so when the factory initially opened 2013, it was strictly used to build new locomotives for General Electric, and they were cranking them out. You know, they could do up to 500 a year.
Wow.
As the industry kind of changed, they're reliant on the train and freight industry, so buying their locomotives. But as those slowed down, the company found themselves with less work. That led to some layoffs, and then they kind of started to put in place a strategy to really focus on what they call modernization, which is basically taking an older locomotive, 20 years old, and then you're tearing it down and putting all new equipment, digital. The engine stays, but a lot of the other parts of that train get updated to make it basically like a brand new train or locomotive, excuse me.
I was a little surprised. I mean, and I suppose we should point out, you just made the point, it's not just any old train. We're talking about the engine part of the train, right? That's
yes,
the locomotive.
These are the massive locomotives. They're much larger than even like an SUV, these huge engines that are powering the trains you'll see around the country.
I mean, it takes a lot of people just to put a piece of sheet metal on top of the engine here, right? I mean, this is an enormous, highly complicated, very labor intensive process.
So it's a 1 million square foot facility out in Fort Worth, and they do everything. You know, they can build a train or locomotive basically from scratch, but it, you know, from with these modernizations, they're tearing them down, and then they'll do welding, they'll do fabrication, they'll do assembly, and so that when it rolls out, it is ready to go be put to work.
I think a lot of people were surprised, some people were surprised back in 2013 when General Electric announced that he was going to start making a locomotive plant. I mean, it's not that trains have gone the way of the dinosaur, most certainly, and it's still an important part of the infrastructure for moving freight around this country. And yet, it's not really a sexy business. General Electric has long been involved in locomotives, right?
Yeah, and so that's one of the things that the factory is going to be facing in its future. General Electric has a lot of businesses in a lot of different areas, whether it's aviation, power generation, they do health stuff, and locomotives has been a long time business for them. But at this point, the parent company, General Electric, is facing some less than ideal financial performance. And so they're getting pressure from investors to simplify their business, to spin off some things that are outside of maybe their core focus going forward. And so analysts have speculated that might include them divesting, spinning off, or selling their transportation unit, which would include the locomotive. So it's unclear how that would affect the facility, but generally the thought is that it would still exist. It would still be making locomotives. It just might be doing it under a different name in the next few years.
So what's your takeaway? I mean, do you sense that this tells you something about the industry or about the larger state of the economy at this point, given the turnaround?
I think really what's interesting to me is if you go out there, this is by Alliance Airport, and so they've got a huge industrial hub, and what it really does is speaks to the sort of the expansive breadth of the DFW economy. We do all sorts of different things, both from the corporate side, but also into manufacturing, a lot of stuff, whether it's at the Lockheed facility where they make the fighter jets, this General Electric facility where they make the locomotives. You know, it really speaks to how encompassing our regional economy is, and you know, what's a little bit of good business strategy and taking a fresh approach to stuff can help turn around a business that maybe had been in some tough times.
This is a really interesting corner of the business world, certainly up in DFW. We're going to have a link to Connor's latest piece at texasstandard.org. Connor Schein, business reporter for the Dallas Morning News. Thanks so much for speaking with us on the Standard, Connor.
Yeah, anytime.